Inshallah, before we start, I request that all those brothers that are sitting against the wall and at the back come and fill in the lines in the front, because we're expecting a lot of people today. So try and fill in the front rows first, and then inshallah it makes it easy for those at the back. It makes it easy for the volunteers as well, inshallah. So a humble request to all the brothers, come forward, fill in the lines. Great reward for sitting in the first surf. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ودعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وقال الله تعالى في كلام آخر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا أنك وزرك الذي أنكد ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاني جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال إن ربك يقول أتدري كيف رفعت ذكرك؟ قلت الله أعلم. قال إذا ذكرت ذكرت معي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Rabbul Izzat has, for the guidance of humanity, revealed the Quran, and together with the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his final messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, the solution to all our problems, the solution to all our problems, our needs, rather we could say that the solution to how we live our life in this world is entirely in the Quran. If we understood the Quran, my dear brothers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that our life will become very easy. The sad reality is that we have not understood the Quran. We have not made an effort to understand the Quran. But the result is that we are faltering. In these two surahs that I have read before you, Surah Duha and Surah Alam Nashra or Surah Inshira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us, an entire humanity, hope, inspiration. We must remember that the Quran, although first revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the first recipients of the Quran were the Sahaba ridwanullahi majma'in. However, the message of the Quran is universal and it applies to mankind right until the day of Qiyamah. Why was this surah revealed? Surah Duha. In the hadith in Muslim and Bukhari, it is mentioned that On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed his tahajjud salah for a few days. For a few days he could not get up for tahajjud salah and he missed his salah. You must remember that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahajjud salah was farz. It was compulsory. So he missed his tahajjud salah for a few days. That's one reason. Another reason mentioned is that for a period of 15 days, Wahi did not come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this could be because when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the Mushrikeen of Makkah on the instructions of the Jews of Medina, the three questions, Yas'alunaka anir ruh, that what is the ruh, what is Ashabi Kahf, and who was Zulkarnain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that I will let you know tomorrow. And because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say inshallah, Wahi was set back for a period of 15 days. Whatever the reason may be, it shows that the Wahi did not come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a short period of time. So the kuffar of Makkah, and in particular the wife of Abu Lahab, Jamil, pounced on this and she said that your shaitan, na'udhu billah, Jibreel alayhi salam has not come to you. This caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a great deal of grief, a great deal of pain. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he started his mission, people used to throw the entrails or the inside of the camel on his back. They used to swear him, they used to beat him up. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif, his entire body was full of blood. But those troubles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could bear, he could tolerate. But what he could not tolerate, or what he found very, very difficult, was when he's told that his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been cut. And this statement that Allah has rejected him, Allah has left him, hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very much. So in order to pacify Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْدُحَا وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took oath by the day, وَالْدُحَا, that by the coming of the mid-morning or the day, وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, when the night settles, مَا وَدَّأَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, verily your Lord has not abandoned you, your Rabb has not abandoned you, your Rabb has not forsaken you, and he does not dislike you. It is mentioned that when this was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it caused him a lot of comfort. What I want to bring to you today to your attention is, my dear brothers, that in these two surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what bounties, what ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. If you look at all the surahs preceding all this before, in the 30th Juz, all of these talk about Qiyamah, talk about Risalah, talk about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in these two particular surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates the bounties, few of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after taking oath, وَالْدُحَا وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, Allah ta'ala takes oath by the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath by the night. He says, مَا وَدَّأَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, that your Lord has not forsaken you, he has not left you. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying on a straw mat, and this left marks on his body. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we not put a bit more layer or something on there, so at least you're more in comfort? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, what have I got to do with the dunya? My entire concern is the akhirah and the hereafter. My example is like that person who is traveling, and when he comes to rest, he rests for a few moments under a tree and then he continues. So that period of time that I rest under a tree, that is the life of ours. So I don't like to live a life of luxury, a life of ease and comfort. My entire connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam ma waddaka rabbuka wa ma kala walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. That this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, the life of the year after is much better. Then further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula walasawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. That Allah will give you so much, O beloved, O my Allah, O my Nabi, that fatarda, you will be pleased. And we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that you will be given the position of Maqam-e Mahmood on the day of Qiyamah. You will be given Hawd-e Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. 2/3 of your ummah will be the people who will enter Jannah. This is in the hereafter. In this world also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, said that as long as your ummah make istighfar, number one is as long as you are within your ummah. The Quran mentions that as long as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is within the ummah, and as long as the ummah continue making istighfar, a collective punishment will never befall this ummah. Unlike the previous ummah that you see, the Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Thamud, when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a collective punishment came and the entire ummah was destroyed. This will never happen to this ummah. Fatarda, it is mentioned in the books of tafsir that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what he's going to get in the year after, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became happy. But then he asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, that is not enough. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asked that your Nabi is not satisfied, he's not happy. He's given Maqam-e Mahmood, he's given Kawthar, he's given the right to intercede, and he's still not happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, say, go ask him what he wants. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, what do you want? He says that I will only be happy at the time when every ummati of mine is saved from the fire of Jahannam and goes into Jannah. That is when I will be satisfied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, okay, we will grant you that as well. Fatarda. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became happy. So you can see, my dear brothers, how much love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us. That he could have been on Maqam-e Mahmood and he could have said, right, I'm happy, finished. But he had concern for one and all, that until each one of us will not enter Jannah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be happy. He will not be satisfied. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he reminds him of three favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, did you not find yourself, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa, that you are an orphan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you shelter. Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, his father passed away. At the age of 6, his mother passed away. At the age of 8, his grandfather passed away. Nobody to look after him. His uncle Abu Talib took care of him until the age when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 50 years old. Then also Abu Talib passed away. who used to look after and stand as a protector to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now he was at the mercy of the kuffar. We know what happened when he went to Taif. The persecution that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for him, made hijrah open for him. The two biggest tribes in Medina, Aws and Khazraj, took the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ansar stood by his side. Yeah? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded him, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa, that as an orphan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَوَالًا فَهَدَى, that we found you in search of the truth, in search of being unaware, and we showed you the path. We saw that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his nubuwa, he used to go to the cave of Hira in contemplation. When he used to see the things around him that was happening amongst the kuffar, it pained him that how can people worship idols? How can they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him that in the cave of Hira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq al-insana min alaq, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akramu alladhi allama bil-kalam, allama al-insana ma'alam ya'alam. And he bestowed on him the mantle of nubuwa. So this is the second favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى, that did we not find you in need, that you wanted things, you were in need of wealth, فَأَغْنَى, and we made you wealthy. Now the question is that did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have enormous amounts of wealth? When you look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him Agna? Independent, he didn't need anybody. On his first trip of business, that Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he did a business dealing with her, she provided the finance, he provided the skills, and he did the trading, and he brought enormous amount of profit that he brought back. After which Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha proposed to him, he got married, and all that wealth of hers, she gave it for his mission, for Agna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I made you independent. You didn't need anybody. And the Mufassirin have written another meaning of Agna. Agna does not mean material wealth. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, Laysa al-ghina, that wealth or independence, and kathratil ariz, is not having lots of material things. Walakin al ghina ghina nafs. Ghina or wealth is when the heart is content. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm very, very content with what I have. In another hadith, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the best sustenance a person can have is a person has iman and is satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for him. That is the best sustenance a person has. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ghani, independent. So these three favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this surah. And in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see how Allah reminds him. Yeah. First Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّ الْيَتِيمَ فَالْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to his orphan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَأَمَّ الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَكَرْ, that when an orphan comes before you, don't be harsh on the orphan. Reminding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that at one time you also were an orphan. So when an orphan comes before you, be kind, be good to the orphan. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person in whose house, in whose home, there is an orphan and they look after them or care for them, or that person who cares for an orphan on the day of Qiyamah will be with me like this year. In other words, he put up his two fingers that the gap between me and that person is very minute gap. That's how close they'll be. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَكَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. That when somebody comes and asks you for something, when the beggar comes, you don't rebuke him, don't reproach him. Again, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have anything, Allah made him agna, ghani. So Allah is reminding him, when a beggar comes to you, somebody comes to you, asks you for something, don't reproach him. That is why in the hadith, we are reminded that whatever you can give, and a person comes to you, give whatever you can give. And if you don't have anything, then say some kind words to them. But don't rebuke a beggar. And even if you find somebody who you think that you're not sure whether that person is poor or not, then the minimum you could do is say kind words to him. But don't reproach him. That is why we find that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be punished for not paying zakah, it is said in the Quran that there will be three parts of his body that will be branded. One is the forehead, one is his side, and one is his back. Why? Because when a poor person comes, what is the first thing you see? When a poor person comes in front of you and your sign of dislike is you have a frown on your forehead. So that is why the forehead is branded. And then you know that they're going to ask you, or they ask you, so you turn away from them. So you show them the side of yours. That will be branded with the fire of Jahannam. And you turn away from them, and you turn your back towards them, that will be branded on the fire of Jahannam. So it's very important, my dear brothers, that we ourselves don't forget the situation that we are in. That there was a time maybe we didn't have that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally reminds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. That the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mention them. Whatever Allah has given you, mention it. Be thankful, be grateful. Make shukr of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because unfortunately what happens today is we are very ungrateful for the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us count how many favors Allah has blessed us with. Yeah? If I look at myself, for example, 60 years of my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me good health. Yeah? Today when I'm afflicted with an illness, I start complaining. But what about the 60 years before that? Have I been grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that 60 years of good health? Good eyesight that Allah has given me? Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me everything. Have ever, you know, that morsel of food that I put in my mouth, I put it in my mouth, I don't have control after that where it goes. It could go down your windpipe, it could go down the other side. Who is that one who controls it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have I ever been grateful for that? That sip of water. In the month of Ramadan, for example, we fast. I'm sorry, I take one more minute of your time. We fast. We make sehri, but we are certain that at iftar we are going to get food. We are certain that iftar we are going to get food because we have so much that Allah has given us. The Sahaba used to go into battle and they used to take one date and they used to share it between themselves, half to this one, half that one. They used to fast not knowing that whether they were going to get food at iftar time. Have we ever been grateful for that? So my dear brothers, just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, we also must take lesson that great bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. فَحَدِّثْ. Make mention of it. try and give wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. We couldn't go into Surah Alam Nashrah. Again, in there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the message is that there's hope and inspiration in this year. So let us not become despondent and despair with what we see around us. Let us have full conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change our condition, provided we join ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we amend our life, and we repair and we come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you all the tawfiq. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
Bear in mind those people that are still reading the Salah. If you could ask all the brothers to try and fill in the gaps in between, please. Jazakallah. There's some space on the right, my right, your left. Today is holiday and we've got school holiday, so people will be coming in. There's no space in the main hall. People are asked to go upstairs, inshallah. Just before I go into the announcements, in the khutbah I read the hadith before you, that was going to come under the verse وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will raise your status. Under this hadith, under this verse, Ibn Hibban radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi in his sahih have mentioned the hadith that I read before you, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me and he asked me that how do you want your name, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, how do you want to be remembered? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, right, Allah knows best. So So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Iza zukirtu, zukirtu ma'iyya. That whenever my name is mentioned, you will be mentioned with me. Whenever my name, Allah's name is mentioned, you will be mentioned with me. And we say, my dear brothers, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. 5 times a day in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is mentioned. So this gives us an indication and some glad tidings that if we associate ourselves with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our status will also be elevated. Just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's important that we associate ourselves with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one way of doing that is sending abundant salutations and salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on a Friday. Yeah. Just a few announcements that inshallah after the Jummah Salah, the Sunnah, there is a men's cancer awareness that will take place in the masjid at the back. I believe it's going to be taking place at the back. We've got a guest speaker, Dr. Musharraf Hussain, who will be talking about cancer within the community, etc. So all brothers are requested to participate, and inshallah refreshments will be provided. A few other announcements. The family of late Haji Mehdi Khan has given £50 for the masjid and have requested for duas. The grandchildren of Haji Mehdi Khan have given £20 and have requested for duas. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Haji Sahib a great status in Jannah. Allah forgive him and all the marhumins and all those people that have contributed to this masjid in whatever shape or form. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their contributions, and those that have passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status in Jannah. Haji Bashir Saab, our chairman, many of you know him, is still in hospital. He is quite unwell, and a humble request is made for duas for him, that Allah grant him shifaya kamila ajila. Together with him, any of those that are in hospital, people who are in home, in ill, etc., let's make dua for them, that Allah grant them shifa, and at the same time make dua for our brethren, our brothers and sisters anywhere in the world, particularly those that are in Palestine and in Gaza in particular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease and comfort to all of them. Last Friday the masjid collection was £1,010. Jazakallah for your contributions. Again, I would urge brothers that when you do come to the masjid, try and bring some money and try and contribute to the masjid. Understand? This is our masjid. Whatever we contribute for this, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are using lots of facilities in the masjid. The very fact that we are sitting comfortably in the masjid itself should inspire us to give towards the sake for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our efforts. Ameen wa akhir Allah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله العليم الخبير المتقن النظام العالم باللعاني والنصير فسبحان الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه عزيز ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير أما بعد فإن ترجمة العقيدة أهل السنة في كلمة الشهادة التي هي إحدى مباني الإسلام فمعنى كلمة الأولى أن الله تعالى هو مبدع للعالم الواحد الأحد القادم الحي القادم العليم السميع البصير الشاكر المريد الكاتب للمقادير ليس كمثله شيء ولا يخرج من علمه وقدرته شيء وهو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت وله الأسماء الحسنى وله المثل الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم ومعنى كلمة الثانية أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وأنه صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله تعالى وكل من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق والمعراج حق وكرامة الأولياء حق والصحابة كلهم عدول وأفضلهم الأربعة الخلفاء عن ترتيب الخلافة والسؤال قبر حق والبعث حق والوزن حق والكتاب حق والحساب حق والحوض حق والصراط حق والشفاعة حق والرعية الله تعالى حق والجنة حق والنار حق ومحابا قيامتان لا تفنيان ولا يفنى أهلها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا صدق الله العظيم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الأمين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في الكتاب الكريم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بعدده من صلى وصامه اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد بعدد من قعد وقامه اللهم صل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعلى عبادك الصالحين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور الإيمان اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحييه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وتم وهم وأكبر. أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا. Straighten the safs. Stand shoulder to shoulder, ensuring there are no gaps. Turning your mobile phones off as well. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى، فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى، وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا،
والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارأت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة من ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا Oh Allah, the most merciful Allah, the most kind Allah, the most forgiving Allah, we ask of you on this Mubarak day of Friday, on the time when du'as are accepted. Oh Allah, we ask of you to forgive us all of our major and minor sins, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, those sins we committed in open, those sins we committed in secret, those that we committed during the day, those we committed during the night, those that we remember, those that we have forgotten about. Oh Allah, you are the one who knows and you have an accurate record of our sins. Oh Allah, we ask of you to forgive all of our sins, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, if you do not wish to forgive us, Oh Allah, then surely we have no one to turn to, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, we beg of you through your infinite mercy, Oh Allah, we have nothing to present to you as an alternative, but out of love of your banda, O Allah, we ask of you to forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when his servant lifts his hand up and he asks his Rabb, then his Rabb says, ask me and I will answer. O Allah, we ask of you. O Allah, in this majma, there are huffaz kiram, there are ulama kiram, there are innocent young people, there are our elderly. O Allah, through their fadl and grace, through their barakat, O Allah, we ask of you to forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, let us return to you in such a state that we are purified from all of our sins, O Allah. O Allah, do not deprive us of your mercy, O Allah. Do not deprive us of your forgiveness, O Allah. O Allah, not only do you forgive us, O Allah, but turn our bad deeds into good deeds and return it back to us, O Allah. O Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran that you will change good deeds into bad. Tabdeel, O Allah, you will make tabdeel to our sins. O Allah, we ask of you, change our sins into good deeds and return it back to us, O Allah. O Allah, on the day of judgment, O Allah, let it be that you grant us shade under your arsh on the day when there is no shade, O Allah. Grant us ease in our reckoning, O Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, O Allah. O Allah, those who are ill, O Allah, grant them shifa kamila ajina mustamina. O Allah, those who are in debt, remove them from debt and poverty, O Allah. Whatever problems and needs people have, O Allah, sort out the illnesses, sort out the needs, sort out the hajat, O Allah, and rectify the needs, O Allah. O Allah, do not make us become dependent on others, rather let us become reliant upon you, O Allah. O Allah, whatever shortcomings we have done, O Allah, we ask of you to forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, the halat of the ummah that is currently happening across the world in Gaza, in Palestine, in Yemen, O Allah, we ask of you, grant ease to our brothers and sisters. O Allah, let it not be that on the day of judgment you question us about what did we do, O Allah. O Allah, we ask of you, we lift up our hands, O Allah, we cry before you, O Allah. O Allah, grant them ease, O Allah, grant them ease in their suffering. O Allah, if Hidayah is written for the enemies of Islam, O Allah, grant them Hidayah swiftly. And if Hidayah is not written for them, O Allah, then whatever you have decided and decreed, O Allah, send that punishment upon them swiftly as well, O Allah. O Allah, grant protection to the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in wherever they may be, O Allah. Jazallahu anna sayyidina maulana muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluhu bi fadli subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa qul qawli hadha.